producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
After the hour, your friends are here on the radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn on Good Day. Rich McFadden, also friendly and happy. It's Friday. He's at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're prepared with the good news of the week. You have contributions to make to the good news category. Help yourself. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. Good news from Flint, Michigan, where with all of the hoopla, the governor there, in my opinion, ought to be recalled, and all those local officials should be fired. But on the other side of that, there are tests that have come out in the last couple of days, preliminary tests. The results show that the water filters that have been installed in hundreds, if not thousands, of homes are virtually 100% successful in getting all the lead from the taps, the tap water. So the people who have had all the problems, it's not much consolation for them and their families, but at least going forward until they change. See, I don't understand, because they had the infrastructure, the old system which brought the water out of the lake was changed because they got the water out of the river cheaper. They were paying Detroit, or they were paying some, it's the public water system. It was taking the water out of the lake, but they had to ship it up to Flint. And those geniuses in Flint said, this is silly. We're paying all this money. Let's just put the pipe into the river, and we'll use that for our drinking water, knowing full well what the, not necessarily they know or think about the consequences, but they certainly knew that the river was full of all kinds of noxious things.
So nobody was using
lead.
Nobody, and here's the one thing I have not seen yet. Nobody was using the water from the river previous to this. Like, they were the first ones ever to use it and discover it, or somebody else was using it. It just so happened to affect the pipes in Flint.
No, the public water supply for the city of Flint came from the city of Detroit, and the city of Detroit was cleaning or processing. You know, a lot of these public systems add fluoride to the water. They add chemicals to the water. They
right.
do things to treat right. the water.
Sure.
So that it supposedly is healthier and better to use. So the city of Detroit was charging the city of Flint for taking water from their processing system, and the water that they use came out of the lake, which is much better than the water in the river that runs through Flint. But because they were trying to save money, because none of these cities have got any money anymore, the city of Flint is broke, city of Detroit is broke, state of Michigan is broken, so they figure, okay, we'll save the taxpayers some money, we'll get the water out of the river. So they did this. This is 3 or 4 years ago, by the way, and it's taken this long for the effects of it to show up. So that's why this has just become a big to-do in the last 3 or 4 months, because the results of testing now hundreds of children who have the lead poisoning, and it's affecting their whole lives. First time there was a test, and then there were a couple of more, and then there were a dozen more, and somebody woke up one day and said, wait a minute, we're seeing all these children coming into our offices, and they all have the same problem. What's going on here? And then somebody said, duh, the only thing that's changed in Flint is where we get our water. So then the Environmental Protection Agency comes in, and they test it, and they say, oh, my God, look at this. No wonder all these kids are sick. So then a lot of groups were getting together to sue the city of Flint. And then they realize, wait a minute, what are we going to sue the city of Flint for? They haven't got any money. So then who do you hold responsible? The local guy takes the pipe, and then it turns out like his boss knew what was going on, and his boss knew what was going on, and the mayor knew what was going on, and the governor knew what was going on. So they all look like a bunch of fools, which they are. But the bottom line is here that all these children and adults, the focus is, oh, the children. Okay, I can understand why you're going to be focused on the children, but a lot of adults have become extraordinarily sick as well. Lead in your system will cause Alzheimer's and dementia like that. So anyway, there's a huge, huge, huge problem and a huge outcry, as well there ought to be, So at least if you want a wrinkle that's good on this, it's that the testing that was done this week shows that the filters that they've been using and installing, you know, they had a lot of plumbers come in from all over the country. I think, what, last week, wasn't there about 300-400 plumbers that came in to go around homes door to door and change the filters, the taps, the faucets, that sort of thing. So good for them. There have been a lot of people who have done good things. We're talking about Walmart giving a couple of truckloads of bottled water, other sources of bottled water coming into the system. But you can't take a bath in a bottle of water. So do you take a bath or a shower in this leaded water? Yeah, if you hold your nose and keep your mouth shut, don't breathe any of it in, I guess it's all right. I mean, but think about it. Take a shower in lead water. What is that?
You want me to make you even more upset?
Okay, go ahead.
This whole mess has its own wiki page.
Does
Flint
it?
Water crisis, yeah.
Yeah.
And a quick check. The Flint River had been designated backup water source for years. So they knew going in that it was a backup water, like emergency only water source.
Yeah. Well, they've created an emergency using it. That's for sure. All right. Other good news this week, or maybe this is bad. I don't know. It depends on how you read this. I guess there's good and bad from the Flint story. There's good and bad here. When you look at the average 30-year mortgage, the rate this week fell for the fifth time this year. That is, since the beginning of the year, every week, the mortgage rate has gone down, even though the Fed increased the interest rate, which usually affects the mortgage rate. So everybody says, wow, this is great. You listen to all the ads on there. I think we have them here, don't we, Richie? You have some ads for mortgage companies that...
We do, yes.
All right, yeah. All right, so they're trying to...
Freaking loans coming up.
Yeah, okay. So under the circumstances, this sounds great if you're a home buyer. But what it signals on the other side of it, if you want to have both sides represented, the bad news is the reason they're cutting the mortgage rate is because the purchase of homes is slowing down. The number of people buying a new home has slowed down. So in order to encourage people to get into home ownership, and because they want to rent their money out, that's really what they're in the business of, renting money. And they don't want to have that stop. So if business slows down, you incentivize it, and you take a little bit off of the rate, shave it a little here, shave it a little there, and then people say, okay, well, I guess I can afford that. Okay, I'm going to go buy a house. So, but that's the good and the bad of it. The good is the rates have fallen. The bad is that the reason for them falling is that not as many people are buying homes. So we all know there's a little bit of a little crack in the economy. A lot of good signs, certainly a lot of good signs, but there are also some weaknesses. And whether this explodes or not after the election remains to be seen. Here's the other good news story from this week. You may have remembered we were talking about this police officer in Marietta, Ohio, who's retiring, and he wanted to keep his canine dog, his canine officer, and the city said, nothing doing. Then there was a storm of publicity, social networking got involved, the local news became the statewide news, became the national news, and so this officer, whose name is Matt Hickey, worked on a campaign to get the city to sell him the dog. And then the city said, no, you can't do that. They've reversed themselves. Hickey gets to keep the dog after he pays the city $1.
This is a story a lot of people around Ohio, around the country, around the world have been watching, but now a happy ending. Ajax here is home for good.
Still in shock.
He's happy. He's excited.
I prayed that this would be the result.
The news, former Marietta police officer Matt Hickey and Ajax Wanted came with a phone call, a call from Marietta's law director.
He said, I found something that we can use.
And just like that, the controversy ended. The law director discovered a little-known statute. When a police department disbands its canine unit, the canine handler, in this case Matt, gets the first opportunity to buy his dog.
He said, you get the dog for a dollar.
Yes, $1. That's how much Matt paid the city. Matt remains retired, and together they say... Thank you.
These people are, they're kind and they're considerate and they want to make things right. God bless them.
Stupid. Little known statute. They didn't know this?
Yeah.
They're stupid.
They didn't know?
all of this, I mean, why would this have been passed in the first place?
Like, this guy went digging through law books and some
to try to figure it
room
out.
In the basement of the city hall.
Some discovered law book.
Yeah. They've never known that the retiring police officer gets the first crack at a dog.
What a bunch of buffoons.
Really?
It's gone so crazy.
It is, and the country's gone crazy. Look at all the times we come up with stories that are like this. The policeman who says to the kids who want to shovel snow, you can't do that because there's an ordinance against solicitation. Got lost. You got nothing better to do? Or to shut down the lemonade stand because there's an ordinance
those
against...
Same officers are shutting off their body cams.
Right, yeah, exactly. We're shutting off all the cameras so you can't see what we're doing. Give me a break. All right, I think I will give you a break. Time for a break. 17 past the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Burger King? Listen, I have a bit of an idea, guy. Like croutons, I thought of that. I got a great idea to make your burgers better. Two words, buttery sauce. Because that makes everything taste better. You with me?
Sounds good. It's almost as good as the new extra-long buttery cheeseburger from Burger King. Two beef patties topped with veggies and a rich buttery sauce on a toasted bun. Now just two for $5. Or mix and match with the flame-grilled chicken burger. Part of the two for $5 deal. The new extra-long buttery cheeseburger. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed back.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Richie and Jennifer. The weather around the country today and over the weekend looks like it's improving somewhat. I flew into, actually I flew from Los Angeles to Dallas and Dallas to Cleveland where I am today. And the snow is coming down, just little spurts like it always does in Ohio. This is the way Ohio, for some reason, along the lake here, and from here to Buffalo, actually, up even maybe to Rochester, these gray, heavy skies that are so much a part of the wintertime. But they haven't had a lot of snow here. A little bit of snow on the East Coast, a lot of rain. Florida is going to get some more rain today, but where you are, Jen, very pleasant, very nice in Southern California, a nice place to be, a nice high-pressure ridge all across central part of the country this weekend. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
The
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy. One, two, three, not three times. 3 days in the living room. It's 3 a.m. I'm a feeling lonely.
Three.
Oh, he, hi, hey. All right, so it's time for our My Three Songs contest. Hello. The three songs we're going to present to you. This is something you got to listen to all of the... you have to listen to the first one, the second one, and the third one, in this case, to figure out how they all affect one another. And when you figure out what they have in common, you'll dial this at 888-302-3684. Take a guess. If you don't know, you're going to win a copy of Maria Trilogy's new book, Life is Worth Living When You Do the Work. Certainly a great inspiration. These contests are a good way to get your brain working. Good inspiration here as well. So let's begin with a song by The Call called Let the Day Begin. Hit on the rock charts in 1989. This was their first and only hit by The Call. Their follow-up single, What's Happened to You, featured background vocals by Bono from U2, but commercial success continued to elude them, and they finally broke up in 1997. Al Gore used this song in his presidential campaign in the year 2000. That may be why we've forgotten it. Let the Day Begin by The Call. First in our three here together. Second song is by Jimmy Eat World.
Love it.
Great song.
The top five hit from 2001. This is their highest charting single on the pop charts. They've also had four top five hits on the alternative rock charts. They self-financed the album. The song apparently they didn't get along with the management of Capitol Records, so Capitol tossed them. They decided to do this on their own. That's probably how you found it, Richie. You like to find music.
Oh, this is a big song.
I'm with Rich on this, and this is awesome. I love
good
it.
Good song. Yeah.
Good
all right.
Stuff.
So that's number two.
Bob your head.
First song by The Call. Call, second song by Jimmy Eat World, third song is by Styx.
Don't let it end. Baby, we could
all right, you've heard the hook and the in the beginning of all of these three songs. So hopefully we put it together. 888-302-3684. This was a big song for Styx in 1983. Their seventh top ten hit. They've only had one more since then, Show Me the Way, which was in 91. The song was supposed to be released a couple of months earlier than it was, but the record label decided to put it out. They put out Mr. Roboto instead of this one, which was a pretty good song.
Mr. Roboto, Domo Arigato.
Right. All right, so the first song by The Call, the second one, Jimmy Eat World. Third one, Styx. You want to get a little snippet of all these in, Richie?
Yeah. So here's The Call. Let the day begin. Let the day begin.
All right, here's the second one.
Here's Jimmy Eat World. The middle.
Last
one
by Styx
with Let It End.
I thought you weren't going to use the titles.
Trying to cultivate some answers.
Oh, I see.
Get it?
Yeah. All right, so we got about 30 seconds. What's going on?
The Call, Let the Day Begin.
Yeah.
Jimmy Eat World, The Middle.
The Middle. Styx, Don't Let It End.
Don't Let It End.
Okay, very subtle.
All right. Now you get to pay us. Call us.
Nobody's got the right answer.
All right. Salma's there. Bob's there. Nobody's got the right answer. So, as Richie just
this was a good one. I liked this one.
Yeah, this is a good concept.
Very cool.
The first song is about the beginning. The second song is about the middle. Third song is about the end. And that was the thing that held them all together. Yeah, very clever. We get to keep a prize. Monday we have another one of these My Three Songs contests here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Dig, 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 dig. Does your backyard look like a moonscape? Are there craters all over the yard? Well, let's face it. Dogs have to dig. It's part of the way they exercise and enjoy life. Now, in my backyard, I like to have my plants, but my dogs like to dig. So what I've done is I gave them their own digging place. Yes, that's what I did, their own sandbox. I bought a little kiddie pool. I filled it up with dirt and sand. I put some toys in there. I went in there and teased them a little bit and said, look how much fun Dad is having. And guess what? A couple of days later, they are now using this old pool as their own digging place. It's important to understand that you can't stop certain behaviors, but you can teach the dog good behaviors and bad behavior at certain locations. So if you have a dog that's a digger, don't try to stop him from digging. Give him his own little sandbox. Let him dig. Let him enjoy life the way it is, and you won't have to worry about your rhododendrons being dug up, I promise. I'm Warren Eckstein.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Stephen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Max, to the max, we send good wishes to Jen for her birthday tomorrow.
Thank you, Dougie.
Celebrate to the max. A Rich McFadden birthday is in December.
You better call me tomorrow and sing. Otherwise, right, I'm never speaking to you again.
Oh, okay.
And that's a promise.
But you never answer my phone calls when I call
you. Oh, it'll be on high alert tomorrow. It's because you know what is weird? And I wonder if any other buddies are like this. Any other people, especially women, I think. I get so tired of all the noise that I actually turn my ringer off.
Yeah.
And then the problem is I carry my phone in my purse, so then it just vibrates and I never hear my phone calls. But I just get so tired. You know, you've got a lot going on. Is it just me? Am I just alone?
What's the point you're trying to make here?
Who else turns their ringer down? I mean, I have to at some point because it just drives me crazy.
Well, but that's the whole thing that I continue to talk about. We are slaves to these damn phones.
I know.
First thing in the morning you look at it, last thing at night you look at it, all day long you look at it, you listen, you talk. I mean, come on.
Hey, Rich, the network was off the air for 15 minutes last night. We tried to call you, but your ringer was off.
Yeah, well, that's different.
Yeah.
You should have a separate ringer for that.
I know,
there
an emergency ringer.
And different tones, right, exactly. All right, people in the news, starting with Mexican actress Kate del Castillo, who now is wanted for questioning over her meeting with El Chapo. Prosecutors have ordered her to be located and then brought in. So I'm not sure whether she's in Mexico or is she in America. I think that she goes back and forth. But this is all about, remember the meeting between El Chapo and Sean Penn a couple of weeks ago?
She
hasn't been accused of any crime, but she's the one who put the deal together. So,
that's right.
If I were Sean Penn, I'd probably be hiding in one of those cellars that goes underneath Mexico into the United States. You might want to
learn. Why? That's where El Chapo's friends hang out. That's where they dig. They're underground, man.
Yeah, move that along.
Maybe hide in a tunnel that goes to Canada.
All right, next name in the news is Martin
Shkreli.
Is that your name? He pled the fifth yesterday. This is the drug entrepreneur, 32 years old, vigorously defending his decision to hike the price of that drug from $1,350 to $750. He went silent yesterday at a congressional committee, grinning instead of answering questions, taking the fifth. The reason he's there is because this has nothing to do with him buying the drug company and charging as much as he did for a couple of days for that drug. I forget even what the drug was. It was Lipitor or something like that. It was some cholesterol thing, though, wasn't it? Anyway, so he refused to testify yesterday.
I invoke my Fifth Amendment privilege. I intend to use the advice of my counsel, not yours.
And after he left, he started tweeting what a bunch of imbeciles those politicians are.
Yeah, right. That'll do him a lot of good.
I kind of like that, actually. I can't stand this guy, but I kind of like that.
All right, let's see here. The story of Raphael Schumacher, the actor who's now in a coma after he was choked when he was hanging in the they were doing a movie. And this is sort of an experimental production. It was in a hotel courtyard, and he was hanging himself. The rope was so tight that it was actually killing him. He was wearing a covering on his head, but there was somebody in the audience who was a female medical graduate, saw him trembling, realized something was really wrong. She ran up to him, loosened the noose, and with the help of somebody else, lowered him to the ground, taking him to a hospital. What are you doing this kind of stupid stuff for? What are you, nuts?
They don't put a collar on there to keep it from actually squeezing his neck.
Remember David Carradine died? This is what are they trying to do? Duplicate that weird sex thing? Is that what that was about?
Michael Hutchins from NXS,
yeah.
Too?
Yeah, right. All right. Well, who's to figure out what motivates people? All right, let's see here. Helen Mirren is in the news. She says it's unfair to blame the Academy Awards for the lack of diversity among nominees this year. Quote, I think it's unfair to attack the Academy. It just so happens this year that that's the way it went. And I think that's the common sense approach.
It's such a white
thing. It's the way it goes. Get a life. All right. Speaking of Helen Mirren, she's doing an ad for the Super Bowl for Budweiser that actually is quite good. Let's say we got a couple of ads here for the Super Bowl. Maybe you've seen some of these ads already because there's a website dedicated to all the commercials. And I think they've listed 11 of them so far. And between now and when the game actually starts on Sunday, you'll actually be able to see all of them. But here's we have the audio from the Christopher Walken commercial that he did for Kia Automobiles.
Honey, do you know where my base stocks are?
Check the walk-in closet.
The walk-in closet? Listen, are you looking for these? There are two types of people in the world. Those who are content to blend in, these people walk through life like beige socks, uninspired and bored. And there are those who expect more, exciting, and pizzazz. Eventually, the beige sock people get lost, or devoured by the ones who stand out. Do you want to be devoured, Richard?
No.
What is that?
It's the new Kia Optima. It's like the world's most exciting pair of socks, but it's a mid-size sedan. Please, try it on a size. Bo's right.
Walking is going to punch you, Richie. That's why.
Come on, punch it.
All right, so let's, like it or not, we got a couple of audio, bits and pieces of audio, whether you like them or not, but it's so much
Walking is great.
All right, let's do the Helen Mirren Budweiser spot here, Richie.
Oh, my beer, lovely. Hello, I'm Helen Mirren, a notoriously frank and uncensored British lady. The collective, we are dumbfounded that people still drive drunk. So I'll sum it up like this. If you drive drunk, you, simply put, are a short-sighted, utterly useless, oxygen-wasting human form of pollution, a Darwin Award-deserving, selfish coward. If your brain was donated to science, science would return it. Stop it. Now, the chances are you're a fun, solid, respectable human being. Don't be a pillock. Your friends and family thank you. The friends and family of other drivers thank you. Your future self thanks you. This is supposed to be fun. Cheers. Nice and cold.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, not bad.
She's awesome.
And here's one that Steven Tyler has done for Skittles.
All right, let's do this. I got minds to twist and values to warp. Mr. Tyler,
your Skittles portrait.
That is E to the Z, ooh, tweedly disgusting.
You haven't heard me sing diddly ding yet.
Dream on. Higher.
Dream on.
I think a little higher.
Dream on. Dream on.
Rock the rainbow. Taste the rainbow.
I like it.
You do?
Yep.
Okay.
Looking forward to seeing it.
Right. Sounds a little annoying. I'm with Dougie. Dougie sounds like he was annoyed by that.
Yeah.
My wife loves Steven Tyler from American Idol. Thought he was the greatest.
Congratulations to your wife. The folks at Subway announced today, no more $5 footlong sandwiches.
What?
No more. Goodbye to $5 footlong sandwiches. Jennifer was going to order 50 of them for her birthday celebration tomorrow.
What,
but not
that?
Now. The price has gone up a dollar. No more. It's a $6 footlong. I don't even see how they make money at that, frankly.
I know, because $6 for a big sandwich like that, not terrible.
Does that speak to the quality, or is it just a lost leader, one would ask? It's 43 past the hour now on Good Day. Jennifer has the television report, an update on the People versus O.J. Simpson coming up. This is February, and it's National Heart Month. You knew that, right? Cardiovascular issues affect a majority of both men and women in our country. So the folks that are helping me help you to understand what's going on in your heart by using Super Beats want you to know what happens when you maintain your heart health by drinking Super Beats every day. It's a superfood powder. I mix it with water. You can mix it with yogurt. I put sometimes the Super Beats stuff in a glass of juice. You can put it in a smoothie. I do that. My protein drink, all that sort of things. Why do I do this? Because this all-natural dietary nitrate that is in Super Beets are sourced from non-GMO beets, so they're very healthy. They help boost my circulation, support my healthy blood pressure, and it's all done naturally. Jennifer does the same thing. Richie does the same thing. A lot of people have replaced their morning cup of coffee, their afternoon cup of coffee, with a shot of Super Beets, which doctors everywhere are happy to hear about. Dr. Ken on this program recommends it strongly. He's a cardiologist. So if he said this works, you know that it's good. You take Super Beats before a workout. You have more energy and a longer, better quality workout. And your doctor's going to be happy to hear that as well. I told you when I had my treadmill test last month, I know it was in December, you know, you get your physical and you get on the treadmill and you get up to the supposed heart rate. And last year it took me 11 minutes to get to where I needed to go. This year it took me over 12. And the reason that is because the blood was out there. You're getting better circulation. It takes longer for you to build up your heartbeat and your blood pressure. So nothing but good comes of this. This is not like a coffee or an energy drink and some of the other stamina boosters that are out there. Only 3 grams of sugar per serving of Super Beets. Plus, it tastes like berries. So if you want the energy, the stamina, and you want it to last, you want to start your day with a Neo 40 capsule, comes from Super Beets. It'll melt in your mouth and then immediately be absorbed into your system so you get that quick jolt. You don't have to wait 20 minutes even. It's right there. That's a great help to you to start your day. And then maintain during the course of the day by having a glass of this great drink of non-GMO beets from Super Beets. National Heart Health Month. If you don't feel the results, you don't have to pay for Super Beets. That's the guarantee. Get a 30-day supply free with the first order. You'll buy 3 months at the regular price. Get the fourth free. You get nitric oxide indicator strips free to use before and after you drink Super Beets. Let's see it work in your body. You also get the book, Beat the Odds, when you call 800
855-4183. Order Super Beats. Get the extra information. Get the help. Get the stamina. And you'll feel, I mean, you just feel so much better. 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com if you'd like to do the ordering online. But I think you're better off to call an operator, frankly, and have a little conversation. You may have some questions about this. And then you get the questions answered. You can order Super Beats right then and there by calling 800-655-4183 or going to DougLikesBeats.com.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Earn 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation enuresis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic voluntate treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Millions of us are going to send or give flowers to someone for Valentine's Day. Sometimes the hardest part is what to say in that note. Hannah Brencher, founder of a global initiative, The World Needs More Love Letters, partners with Teleflora this Valentine's Day to help coach America on the art of penning a love note for your Valentine.
The simple gesture of writing a love note is powerful and has motivated, inspired, and uplifted hundreds and thousands of people. However, finding the right words of expression for those we love, whether it's your husband, your girlfriend, mother, or friend, can be really difficult. For 1 week, February 3rd through the 12th, the folks at Teleflora are unveiling a free new service, the Teleflora Love Note Concierge. Simply call 844-8-IS-LOVE, and a team of professional love note experts will be on call to help you write a loving sentiment that celebrates that one-of-a-kind love in your life.
Win the heart of your Valentine by sending Teleflora flowers and a love note. Call 844-8-IS-LOVE and share your one-of-a-kind love at hashtag WhatIsLove.
9:48 past the hour on Good Day. Jennifer is going to check the TV news. Sort of, we'll start with this TV miniseries, The American People versus O.J. Simpson, Jen, premiering this week on the FX cable channel. Pretty high ratings and good reviews. It was based on the book of the same name, 10-part series, behind the scene looking at the case from 1995. John Travolta plays Robert Shapiro. Talks with a reporter about his role, and his wife added where she was when she heard that the verdict came down on O.J.
So how'd you get involved with that project?
Ryan Murphy and Nina Jacobson called and said they wanted to have dinner and discuss this possibility. I took a long time to decide, but I read the first three scripts, and then I asked some very important people in my life what they felt. They all artists, and they all agreed that this was a good thing to do, and I decided to do it. So I have my work cut out, but I'm going to do it.
Do you guys remember where you were when the verdict was read?
I do.
Where were you?
In L.A., in Brentwood, actually. Wow. Yeah.
Do you remember where you were?
With my father, I believe, because he was obsessed with it, you know, because he's a big football fan, and he just was very curious about the whole thing. And that was Santa Barbara, I think.
All right. So there's that story.
It was
big
such
TV
a defining
story.
Moment in yeah. pop culture. Mm. I mean, everybody, yeah. it was one of those moments where you go, oh, where was I when the
was
verdict
I?
Was
I
read?
Watched it. Yeah. All right, speaking of where you are, what's on TV beside the Super Bowl, Jen?
All right, well, you know, tonight on TV, probably the best thing that you can watch is Sleepy Hollow. That is on Fox, and CBS has got a lot of specials running about past halftime shows this Friday. Commercials will be remembered on Saturday, so if you want a break, you want something a little different, you can check out Sleepy Hollow tonight on Fox at 8 o'clock. Now, on Sunday, of course, the big TV highlight will be the Super Bowl. It starts on CBS at 6:30 Eastern. 3:30 Pacific time. most eyes in the country will be focused on that. Following the big game, you'll get a primetime version of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. I think Megyn Kelly is a guest. Halftime show participants Coldplay. I know one of your favorites, Dougie Beyonce, will be there, and Lady Gaga sings the national anthem. Now, if you don't want to watch the Super Bowl, and there are like three people that don't, you can do a couple of things. You can, if you're an animal lover, perhaps tune into the Puppy Bowl on Animal Planet, Kitten Bowl on Hallmark Channel.
There it is. What you can do not to watch the Super Bowl. 51 after a good day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get away.
If you do, this is the right place, the right time. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program with a focus on travel. In a moment, we're having a conversation, as usual, with Pauline Frommer, who comes from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer Travel Guides, with some tips on how to get the best deal at some of the theme parks around the country. Stay tuned for that here on Good Day.
Control, this is QL1. Side hatch is secure.
QL1, this is Control. We copy. Showing normal cabin pressure. Over.
Control, this is QL1. Do you like mortgages?
That's a negative, QL1. Over.
Control, do you like rockets?
That's affirmative, QL1. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Of course you are, Control. Everyone likes rockets. Control, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Pauline Frommer is here from Frommers.com. Always good to have you because of your insight, Pauline. The Frommers.com website is carrying an article about the theme parks that are raising admission prices. Do they price as to the day, activity, what's going on? Is it a constant price? What happens?
Well, it used to be that there was one price for every day of the year, but Universal has changed the paradigm. Universal, as you may know, is the home of Harry Potter World, so very, very popular theme park. And just this week, they introduced surge pricing, which means that on the most popular days of the year, you're going to pay more. They put up a calendar. They didn't even send out a press release. We just happened upon this because we were researching this for one of our guidebooks. They put out a new calendar, and it shows different dates. Now, you know if Universal's doing it, Disney's going to be next. Who knows if the Six Flags parks will follow. It's very smart for them to do. It's terrible for consumers, but it makes a lot of sense for them because they know they can get that extra cash, and so they will.
That's like the airlines do the same thing. The hotels do the same thing. Car rental companies do the same thing. It's all about when you use them. I rented a car this weekend in Boston. Last time I rented one was about a month or so ago, and it was $47 a day. The one I'm renting today, $17 a day.
Well, at least it works in your favor this time.
Yeah, exactly. The snow keeps people from coming in.
The thing that worries me is I think it'll mean that in the off season, when it used to be less crowded at the theme parks and a more pleasant experience, those who are pinching pennies, and many families are, they're going to be going then. So it may mean that what used to be off season will soon no longer be that. We'll see.
All right. Some other things that are included in my weekly overview of what's going on at the Froma's website, getting a reservation at the most popular restaurants. What's the best way to do that? How do people do that?
Well, the best way to do it is figure out what their rules are and follow them to a T. A lot of them will allow you to get a reservation if you call exactly 1 month in advance. There's this crazy restaurant in New York City where you not only have to call exactly 1 month in advance, you have to call right at midnight. So you got to stay up to make that reservation. That's the best way. If you're going to a hotel and you have a specific place you want to stay or eat, I should say, often the concierge can get you in. I don't suggest getting general advice from the concierge because sometimes they'll push you where they get a kickback. And then there are some new sites like Resy. It's actually an app.com where you pay a little bit, like a $5 fee for a reservation, or at really popular restaurants, you say that you'll pay 5% or 10% over the menu price. Believe it or not, people are doing that to
take
get reservations at restaurants.
Take a few seconds, Pauline Brewer. Speaking of technology, you've written about a novel device for sharing Wi-Fi when you're in an airplane. How's that work?
Yeah, it's a new device. It's available on Amazon, and what it does, it's kind of ingenious. It becomes your own little routing system, so you could share the Wi-Fi with your seatmate, and the airline would be none the wiser.
Good. All right, get that detail at Fromers.com. Pauline Fromer, Fromers.com, the home of the Fromers Travel Guides, which are excellent no matter where in the world you want to be. They've got the information for you. Here on Good Day, it's 59 past the hour.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.